Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Lydia O'Kane. Pope Benedict XVI said Mass with the members of the International Theological Commission on Tuesday morning in the Pauline Chapel of the Apostolic Palace. Chris Altieri reports.
Pope Paul VI established the International Theological Commission 40 years ago in 1969 as a bridge-building organization designed to keep the magisterial institutions of the Church and the professional Catholic theological community in contact with each other. The purpose of the International Theological Commission is to help the Holy See, and especially the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith under which it is erected, in examining the most important doctrinal questions of the day.
Che cosa quindi vogliamo dire? Appare che c'è un duplice uso della ragione e un duplice modo di essere sapienti o piccoli.
In his homily at Mass Tuesday morning in the Pauline Chapel of the Apostolic Palace, Pope Benedict XVI reflected on the qualities that characterize the theologian at his best. He told the gathered members of the commission that the theologian, the one who truly searches humbly and lovingly the inexhaustible mysteries of God's truth, is one who knows himself, his own measure, and the greatness of God, and he opens himself in humility to the newness of God's action. In this way, said Pope Benedict, precisely in recognizing one's own littleness and acting accordingly, is it that one reaches the truth.
E così proprio accettando la sua piccolezza, facendosi piccolo come è, arriva alla verità.
The International Theological Commission is holding its annual plenary session this week at the Domus Sancte Marte in the Vatican. Items on the agenda include a plan for the Commission's new 5-year working cycle, which begins with this plenary. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.